Senator Ellen Bogdanoff says she has listened to her colleagues in the Senate during 4 hours of workshops on the omnibus gaming proposal. The Friday before the legislature begins its 2012 session, Bogdanoff made more than 30 changes to the bill. She says the revisions address concerns lawmakers have about the idea.
And it is my desire to try to accommodate their needs and at the same time not lose the overall vision that I'm trying to create, which is to create a strategic direction in gaming and to provide competition in an area where the state unfortunately sold a monopoly when we signed the compact.
Bogdanoff's rewrite includes a countywide vote to approve any new gambling, slot machines for existing paramutuals, and tax parity for paramutuals. Horse and dog tracks and highlife frontons would pay the same 10% rate as the proposed casinos. Bogdanoff's bill divides the business community. For instance, the Florida Chamber is opposed, saying the plan conflicts with the family vacation image Florida has cultivated, while Associated Industries of Florida supports it, saying it will create tens of thousands of jobs. To get a permit to open a destination resort casino, one would have to pledge to invest $2 billion to build it. That has gotten the attention of the construction industry. Carol Bowen represents Associated Builders and Contractors. She says the unemployment rate among construction workers is about 25% and that Bogdanoff's bill would put people back to work.
There's long-term, short-term, high-quality jobs that are going to come out of this that will have long-term economic positive situations for the state, and there's just, you know, no time like the present.
While the proposal would permit up to 3 Vegas-style casinos, Bogdanoff says it also closes numerous loopholes in current law. Those loopholes have enabled about 1,000 internet cafes to open across the state and for the nation's only barrel horse racing track to operate in North Florida. Bogdanoff says closing the loopholes will stop the expansion of gambling and reduce the number of gambling locations in the state. Although Governor Rick Scott has not commented on Bogdanoff's proposal, he has expressed concern about loopholes in the law, like the one that enabled a Gretna racetrack owner to transform barrel racing, a rodeo sport, into a paramutual event. The track operators invested $20 million to build the facility and are now fending off court challenges to its racing permit.
I think that, for everything we do in the state, I think that laws ought to be as clear as possible. And so people are not surprised. So people, it's not a positive if people go invest dollars and don't know whether something is in compliance with laws or not.
Bogdanoff says she has not asked the governor for support as of yet. Her focus is to try to find votes in the legislature. Senate President Mike Haradopoulos also has not expressed a position, but has promised a Senate vote on the bill. Speaker of the House Dean Cannon says the bill's supporters face a challenge given the size and complexity of the proposal, along with it being an election year. He thinks the bill is going to be a tough sell.
I've heard that there are arguments that one could allow destination resorts and otherwise constrain gaming so as to result in a net reduction, but I'm skeptical about a bill that did that passing both the House and the Senate. So, but I'm reserving judgment on that, and we'll see how the process works.
The Senate Regulated Industries Committee will take up the rewritten Destination Resort Bill Monday afternoon. If it makes it out of that committee, it will head to the Rules Committee chaired by Jacksonville Senator John Thrasher, who has expressed reservations about the proposal. Bogdanoff tells the bill's supporters to expect a wild ride. For WFSU-FM, I'm James Call.